Tom Moulton, the executive director of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and welcome to Jump In. Five new shows every weekday featuring community leaders that aren't afraid to jump in and get the job done. Hey, today is a great day because we're going to talk the ins and outs about the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and I have some wonderful guests that were not only part of the development of the SAA, but are keeping it running and servicing the attractions industry here in Southern Arizona. Today we have Steve Ochoa. He's the unofficial, but we call him the official mayor of Canyon Ranch. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tom. Nice to have me. Nice to be here with you, of course, and always a pleasure of seeing your smiling face.
Thank you, Steve. And Steve has a long history in television, and we have a lot of stories to tell, but we probably don't have enough time today, but we'll probably get into one or two. Second guest is Joseph Eno. We call him Joey because he's our friend as well. As a Navy veteran and a former Raytheon employee. And I was so lucky to get a chance to get to know Joey. And we asked him to come on board and be kind of my number two at the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. And he started out, as he'll commonly tell you, the driver. And we noticed real quickly that he had a lot more skills and a lot more things to offer to the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. So he is now the passport and membership manager and really just my really reliable person that I go to and ask his advice almost all the time. Also on the, I think on the phone is Tim Vimmerstedt. Now, Tim Vimmerstedt worked for me at Old Tucson when I was there from 1997 when I started there. And we kind of stole him away from Trail Dust Town, and great place, of course. And then after I left and went to work for the county, he went over to the Desert Museum and became their marketing director for about 10 years. But somewhere in there, there was a little rawhide thing. Timmy, are you there on the, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tim. Glad you could join us today. And then later on, thank you, Timmy. Later on, we're going to have the new director of the Highway Historic, I should say, Joey, right? Historic Highway 80 Foundation.
Yeah, that's right.
And her name is Sunny, and she'll be on in a little bit towards the middle of the show or so, a little bit later, because she's going to tell us a lot about Bisbee and Tombstone and Douglas and Benson. There we go. I'm going to make sure that we get all of those cities in there. So initially, we had an opportunity, Joey and I, and Joey was just recently there visiting all four cities, so he'll have a nice story to talk about. Let's start with today with Steve Ochoa. Now, Steve Ochoa and I did a lot of television shows together. Luckily, they were only 2.5 minutes because sometimes you have to run the clock on me since I'm a marketing guy. But we had a great time, great career. We, on the way here, we talked a lot about some of the old stories and the fact that we've known each other for over 25 years. So, Steve, how are you? Good morning.
Well, it's good to see you, Tom. And, man, you're looking the same after 25 wonderful years. Life has treated you pretty darn well.
That's right. Everybody around us is getting younger, but that's okay. As they say, we have the experience
that
helped a new generation. So, Steve, let's talk a little bit just about who you are and kind of just really briefly your career.
Well, I've been very, very fortunate. I come from I'm the fourth generation Tucsonan, and fortunately for all of us, what a privilege we have as a family. Our great-grandfather, Don Esteban Ochoa, was talked about in the Arizona Daily Star as the leading citizen of the 19th century. So we have, as a family, quite a legacy here that we need to invoke and to continue to propagate throughout Tucson. So anyways, make a long story short, I went to school here. I went to South Point High, then on to the University of Arizona, and finished up with my master's at Thunderbird up in Phoenix. And I went back to Chicago, got in the broadcast business, and never looked back. And so I've been able to carve out a really wonderful career and a great living here. My own favorite city in the United States is Tucson, Arizona.
Great, Stevie. You know, we got to know each other probably back in 2001, and we produced a few television shows together. But the most memory it was that the 2.5 minutes where I got to be part of the news. And Steve, you were there introducing a lot of new folks, especially small businesses, to the community.
Yeah, I've been very blessed that they saw fit to put me on air. I have a radio face, but I'm a TV guy. So what can I tell you? Other than the fact is that I was so blessed and really privileged to meet wonderful, wonderful leaders here in Tucson. And they would bring me somebody on each morning, and we were on the last half hour of the morning news, which is about 6:35, 6:40. We had 17,000 viewers, so we had a pretty good audience, Tom. But the idea was to expose this community to people that do all kinds of businesses. And we felt very, very obligated, in a way, in a sense, to give them the exposure that they desired. And so that's how I became acquainted with you and the wonderful Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. And that led to some great television specials, as you said. It led me to meet some wonderful, wonderful people over the course of the 10 years that I was on the air. So, and here we are today on radio. What a dichotomy.
I was looking in my closet this morning on what was I going to wear to this radio show. There is a camera, by the way, right here, Steve.
Oh, there is? Okay.
But, so I still had my old baseball jersey that you wore during the show.
Right.
And I didn't keep any of those pink sweaters, though, that you have. I think you have those in your closet.
Yeah, so those are all hanging in my closet and getting ready for use at a later date.
Yeah, Steve and I really had a great time. Anytime there was a special event that was going on, Channel 13 allowed me to go on the air. And we Papa Noel was probably some of our best shows, you know, where Papa Noel would come and visit with Stevie, and we would sing Christmas carols and talk about the best president in the world, which was the Tucson Attractions Passport, and what was new with all the attractions. So we had a great time. So we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back with Joey and Tim, and we're going to learn more about the SAAA. You're listening to Jump In on KVOI 1030 AM. Well, welcome back. This is Jump In Tucson, and we have some wonderful guests here today. We just heard from Steve Ochoa, a longtime television personality and a good friend and certainly a mentor on how to work in TV. And Joey Eno, as we commonly call him, he's a good friend of the community and a good friend of the SAAA. And Tim Vermerstedt is our longtime member of the SAAA and former president of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. Good morning again, Tim.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
So I'm going to make it real easy for you today. I just would like to have you share a little bit about who you are and how you got introduced to the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance.
Well, I've been in tourism for about 25 years in Tucson, and starting with, as you mentioned earlier, Trail Dust Town, the Savoy Opera House back in 93, I think I started, and came to work for you at Old Tucson, and you were just getting the Attractions Alliance started at that time. And so came on board as a marketing volunteer for you, and then in 2004, I can't believe it's been 20 years, I was elected president of the Attractions Alliance while I was working at the Desert Museum. And I've been involved ever since.
Now, that was an exciting year because we had, in 1999, we morphed from a marketing committee of, at that time, the Metropolitan Tucson Convention and Visitors Bureau. I have to say that slow. It became Visit Tucson shortly thereafter. But about that time, we were growing to about 25 to 45 members from the beginning. And the Visit Tucson folks came to us and said, you know, we need to package you guys in a little handy-dandy pocket guide. So that was pretty exciting when you were the president that really served at the very beginning of the Tucson Attractions Passport.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was exciting. It was exciting times.
Yes, it was. And, you know, we started with, if I recall, 25 members, and within shortly thereafter, we jumped up to about 45 members because the folks wanted to be in the book. Now, so with us today is Joey, and Joey now is in charge of really telling people about the book. And the book has morphed a little bit, hasn't it, Joey?
Yes, it sure has, Tom.
So, Joey, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a U.S. Navy veteran and a first Persian Gulf War on board the USS Arleigh Burke. And then I worked for 14 years at Raytheon Missile Systems, helping develop systems for the same missiles that I had on board my ship.
Good. And then when you got out of the Navy, you went over to Raytheon?
Yes, Raytheon. For a good 14-year stint, it was actually Hughes Missile Systems Company when I started, and then Raytheon took it over, and I did a lot of work there.
So we initially hired Joey as the kind of like a route salesman who went around to the various RV parks and tourism entities and asked them to sell the passport. We wanted to make sure the passport was available to as many tourists that were coming into town. And after I got to know Joey, probably took about a week, I introduced him to, Joey, we need to produce a new passport. And at that time, I believe we probably had maybe 85 or so entities engaged. We may have had the U of A was just coming in, and that kind of took the number up a little bit. But Joey and I put our IT hats on. Joey had a wonderful IT hat, and we produced the newest passport. Now, the passport, since you've been on board for 2 years, Joey, has grown a little bit, hasn't it?
Yes, we grew from, I believe, about 98 pages to 135 pages.
That's super, Joey. And, you know, we also have, Joey has an opportunity to engage with new members as well. And you just came back from Douglas?
Yes. So I had a wonderful time. Highway 80, historic Highway 80 trip. Started out in Douglas, visited the folks, city of Douglas up there, got all the information about their attractions, fun things to do, and then I made my way back through Bisbee, Tombstone, and Benson.
Yeah, Tim, that relationship building with the attractions really started with you, if I recall, where you and Darlene Lizarraga from the Arizona State Museum made it your mission to visit every attraction.
Yes, we did. We had, in 2004, I think we had 54 attractions. So we figured if we could just take a day a week and spend some time with each attraction, find out what their needs were and a little bit more about their product, so we could help them with whatever they needed. We made it to about 45 in the course of that year.
Yeah, I think that's what it's all about. Wow. And Joey has really picked up from that strategy. But one of the things that I thought that really started the sales of the Tucson Attractions Passport was the 30-plus or so retail clients. And Steve Ochoa was, when he retired from Channel 13, became the that route salesperson. And what Stevie did was very unique, because he took his sales skills, which was really relationship-based, and I used to get mad at him all the time. And he said, how long were you at that client? 2 hours? But what I began to realize that Steve's success was based on those relationships. Stevie, what those are special times, weren't they?
Well, I've always been engaged with people, and I've had the good fortune and really a blessing to create wonderful relationships. But that's what life is. It's people getting together, understanding their backstory, rendering aid if needed, and I really enjoy that kind of a salesmanship. And then once you have a great relationship in hand, it's very, very easy to ask for something. I'm not good when it comes to asking without offering something. So the nomenclature of sales was really key for me, is to get to know the customers backwards and forwards.
Now, Tim, you had a very important task when you were the director of sales of both Old Tucson and Rawhine. And can you share with us what happens when the meeting planner showed up at the front gate?
As far as their experience or...
Well, as far as when you were the director of sales, there was always a person that went and visited with the meeting planner, and it was always you, if I recall.
Yes.
Tell me about that little bit, some of your experiences.
Well, I just always wanted to make sure that, you know, I'd meet them firsthand and give them my tour and see what their needs were, and as Steve mentioned, get to know them and see if we could work out a relationship.
So you didn't know, folks, that today this was going to be Sales 101.
No.
But between Steve and Joey and Tim, we've had some wonderful folks that really introduced the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance to the community. Those folks that Joey goes to meet with on the retail side are very engaged in tourism, aren't they, Joey?
Yes, they are, Tom. And a lot of them are, they're just really surprised at all the amazing things that there are to do. And, you know, I've lived here for 45 years, and I never knew some of the things existed that we've added to the book. So everyone's really excited. And they keep telling me day after day how they just love our brochure. It's their most favorite brochure out there.
What makes that brochure so successful?
Well, I think the biggest part is it has a very detailed map of where all the attractions are and how it is distributed all over Southern Arizona.
Yeah, and as you know, recently we signed that new contract, and it is not only distributed in Southern Arizona through historic Highway 80 corridor, it also follows I-10 up through Phoenix. And I got a call today, Steve, you'll appreciate this, from the Chicago Visitor Center.
Oh, wow.
Requesting our brochures. So, you know, Tucson gets a lot of visitors from the cold weather states.
No question about it.
And somebody up there said, yeah, you need to know more information about Tucson. You know, so those Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance brochures really get out a lot. We distribute about 70,000 of them, but there are those specialties. Kingsman, for instance, constantly asks for our brochures up there, you know, Northern Arizona. But that was the first one with Chicago. Now, we talked a lot about the historic Highway 80 corridor, and we're going to be back here in just a few minutes. This is Tucson, and we're jumping in with our guest today. Jump in Tucson, and we have very special guests today. We'll be hearing back with Steve and Joey and Tim in just a little bit, but we have a special guest that's on the phone with us, Sonny Quatron. Are you there, Sonny?
Good morning, Tom, Joey, Tim. How are you all?
Good morning.
Hi, how are you, Sonny?
Sonny, thank you very much for joining in. I know you're calling us from beautiful Tombstone, Arizona, a town, was it Too Tough to Die?
Too Tough to Die.
You recently have joined the Historic Highway 80 Foundation. Is that correct?
No, actually, I founded it.
Oh, that's even better. So right here, folks, you learned that Sonny started the Historic Highway Foundation. And as you know, go ahead, Sonny.
No, I was just going to say with John Donahue and Bob Nielsen. We are the founders.
That's wonderful. The Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance has been involved in Tombstone for a number of years, and Sonny has been our champion and introduced us to many, many of the small businesses that keep Tombstone authentic. And they're all in the passport. Is that right, Joey?
Yes, that's correct.
We try to really help Tombstone grow, but now we're expanding that into promoting all the towns along the historic highway. What are those towns, Sonny?
Okay, I used to only promote Tombstone for a long time, and thanks to our mayor Dusty Escapool for supporting us and all the other mayors along Historic Arizona 80 for their support in talking about our wonderful gem in Cochise County, Historic US 80. Both Route 66 and 80 back in the day were the economic engines for the cities they passed through. The mother of Arizona highways is called Broadway of America. Well, it wasn't until 1925 that highways were actually numbered. Up until then, it was just names, and who could remember them all? So both 66 and 80 were then paved with oil in 1939, which was a vast improvement. So Highway 80 is integral to commerce and tourism and everything good.
So Joey was just there and visited with several folks, and we always start our trip going to the Benson Visitor Center, Joey, and then from there, where do you go?
Well, we went from Douglas to, actually, we started at the Benson Visitor Center, then we headed to Douglas, and then we went back to Tombstone, and we had a wonderful breakfast with Sonny there at the OK Corral restaurant. And that was a great time, and we got to brainstorm with Sonny and Jonathan and get even more attraction ideas to add for the city of Tombstone.
The first time we discovered Sonny Highway 80 was when we were at the showcase, and you guys had a corner of the building and were a force to be reckoned with.
Well, actually, that is true. And now, since the late 2018, after they dubbed US 80 Historic, we really jumped in. That's all we needed to know, that we could promote the whole highway. And it's so exciting for me to talk about and do tours about it. And there's so much history, points of interest, and attractions. We all have events, so see what web pages have to offer for their schedules. But do take exit 303 on Interstate 10. It's an easy 2.5 hours from Phoenix. It's only an hour and a half from Tucson. And it's 72 miles of history.
Are they part of?
And each town only 45 minutes from each other.
Yeah,
it is truly the land of legends.
Thank you, Sonny. We recently had a former member of one of the hotels located in Bisbee, and she started a tour company called Apache Tours. And yes. Joey has been working with her and created a wonderful new program associated with that. And it was really kind of a super new program. And Joey, you got a couple of minutes here to talk to us about that new Visit Widget program.
Sure, Tom. So we started out our brand new tour section of the Visit Widget. It is something that is very powerful. You contains all of our attractions, hotels, dining, 80 different Tucson UNESCO City of Gastronomy certified restaurants. Then we have event section, which is automatically populated by Tucson Media Partners, Arizona Daily Star. And then we have the tour section. And our first tour was Apache Tours, Trails of Cochise. So they have 22 or 23 different stops on their audio tour, and it takes you along the historic Highway 80. And you can get to the Visit Widget from our website, TucsonAttractions.com. And a little widget pops up in the lower right-hand corner. You click on that, and then you're able to create your own custom itinerary that you can share with your family and friends.
Yeah, it's a wonderful new addition. I call it the dashboard to travel for the entire Southern Arizona region. And we do promote all of Southern Arizona, but we also promote some of the attractions that are located throughout Arizona, because a lot of our companies that are here also have sister attractions located in Flagstaff and Tempe and Yuma.
The Arizona Historical Society.
Yes. Steve has a great story to talk about his travels, Sonny, to Bisbee. Steve, can you tell us a little bit about your experiences, especially when because Channel 13 reached all the way into Southern Arizona, correct?
We did. We loved our viewers out of Cochise County, and they've been a great part of the KOLD family since I was there. I know we continually use them on our weather map and the likes. But we used to start our journey, because I'd go down and visit with the wonderful people in Benson, and that visitor center was so exciting, and they were great. And that led us right into the beautiful Tombstone, where we've really had a wonderful experience, especially with the great historic livelihood down there in Old Tucson, in Tombstone. Especially with the OK Corral, that was rather significant. And I took a living legend admiral that was quite prolific in the World War II, and they honored him at the OK Corral to the audience. And he lasted to be 101 years old, but he never forgot his accolades and resonance in the city of Tombstone. And then right from there, we'd go down to Bisbee, and I had the good fortune of being the MC for the Boys and Girls Club of Bisbee, and they used to do a telethon on the cable channel down there. So I had a wonderful opportunity to travel on 80 and many, many historical opportunities throughout my career at KOLD, and we're so thankful for our viewership, and still they are today, for the viewership that we received from Cochise County.
Steve, you wanted to mention something about Mr. Vimmerstedt.
Yeah, I wanted to compliment Tim. He was one of the, not only is he a consummate professional and a true leader in this community, but as a representative for the Desert Museum, he would always come to KOLD. He was a person that they allowed in the back door, which we don't do much of that in the television business, even back then for security reasons. But Tim was always full of joy, happiness, smiles. And he came across, and he'd always be so thoughtful to bring our entire staff, 100-plus people, a little memento from the Desert Museum. So I want to thank him because he made a not only a huge difference for our television station and made people feel appreciated, but he also represented the Desert Museum to its utmost degree.
Thank you, Steve, for that story. Of course, Tim and I have been friends for, like you, going on over two decades now. So I guess you kind of get a chance of that. We're getting old, but we have a lot of experience, right, Steve?
Absolutely.
So, you know, these two gentlemen that are with me and Sonny are some of the best salespersons for Southern Arizona. Sonny has really opened up the door. And we're really appreciative that you guys are here. So we're going to be back. But before we leave, we want to make sure that you tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. And Dr. Ackerley will be here with a special collection of guests. He always brings out the best in folks that visit with him. So we'll be back in just a few moments. And we're going to wrap up the show. Thank you. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We have special guests today from the SAAA and from formerly from Old Tucson and Channel 13 and from Highway 80, the founder, as Sonny has told us, of the historic Highway 80 Foundation. And again, don't forget to tune in tomorrow with Dr. Ackerley at 9 a.m. as we complete our week of shows of Jump in Tucson. Steve, you have been really engaged in the community since you retired, and you wanted to share with us some special activities going on.
Well, Tom, we've as you know, my heart and soul and passion are always been in Tucson, and besides the community school called Ochoa Community School, our family fund. Has got philanthropically supported that initiative there at Ochoa. But one of the newer charities to me, they've been in existence, is a wonderful charity by the name of Kathy Bell, and it's called Team Lizzie Bell. And another friend of mine, the wonderful Aaron Mendibles, has a new charity called Bella Vita Tucson. And what they do is they take care of medically fragile children. And their mission is so important to the families and to the actual children that go through these life-altering challenges. And anyways, they're going to have a wonderful fundraiser for the combined charities. It's, you know, the fastest growing sport in America is pickleball. And so at Corbett's on April 13th from 11 to 4:30, they're going to have a pickleball tournament. It's called Pickabella, and there's going to be all kinds of great opportunities.
Say that three times.
Yeah. But they're going to have a beautiful raffle, so many wonderful businesses here in Tucson. As you know, we're such a giving community, so we got a plethora of all kinds of things. We've got food, we've got beverages, and if you'd like to play pickleball, it's not a real serious tournament. Get a partner, go and register. And if you want to just be a spectator, we can use you to cheer on the teams and really have a fun day. So that's Saturday, April 13th from 11 to 4:30 at Corbett's downtown.
So, Stevie, we'll get that on our visit widget event schedule.
Okay.
So people can tune in to TucsonAttractions.com. And go ahead and click on that little widget that pops up, and that'll take you to all the attractions, Tucson City of Gastronomy restaurants, special new tours, hotels, and, of course, the events. We partner with Tucson Media with those, you know, the Arizona Daily Star, and they help keep us abreast of all the special events that are happening. We wanted to tell you a little bit about our special event, which is the 25th anniversary of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and we're calling it the Fiesta Celebration. It's going to be at Old Tucson, so that's where I started my career here in Southern Arizona, so we felt that it would be very appropriate to visit Old Tucson during their Western experiences that are going on right now with the Legends. You can go out and see the Legends of the Old West at Old Tucson, and you can find out more information, of course, about Old Tucson and the new event taking place on March 14th. It's in the morning. All tourism folks, anybody associated with tourism, is invited to come to this event, and the information will be on the website. We do have a very special program, and it's on artificial intelligence. So clearly, the four folks that are here, they don't need any of that artificial intelligence because they are very intelligent people in their own fields and been able to share that with the community, as Steve mentioned. Steve's been very active. Tim continues to be active. And Joey is really our first touch with the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, as he's, while his primary role is not the driver or the delivery guy, he is now very much out there and doing exactly, Steve, what you've been, your success is based on. Before you ask, get to know who you're asking. And so really developing relationships is what the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance has been all about. We're a nonprofit, so we do serve probably close to 120 businesses, all small businesses. Most of them are nonprofits, and they have their own special missions, of course. And our goal at the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance is to generate some awareness about who they are. And we think once you get to know who they are, you'll come and visit them because you want to find out more. So we're going to be back next Thursday with Pima Air and Space and Titan Missile. Scott Marchand, the originally started out as the collections guy, and you're going to find out why really Pima Air and Space has been so successful under Scott's leadership now as the executive director. So that'll be next Thursday. We'll be live here with Scott, and you'll get a chance to learn more about especially Titan Missile Museum and how special that is, especially on what's going on here in the world right now. Now, Joey, I want to thank you for coming, and Steve, thank you for coming, and Tim and Sonny on the phone. Really appreciate the opportunity for you to share some of your passion and your stories about Southern Arizona. So we are Jump In Tucson, and we feature those folks that are not afraid to jump in and get the job done. We'll see you next Thursday. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, folks, we look forward to seeing you next Thursday. Make sure you tune in to see Dr. Ackerley. He'll be on Friday tomorrow at 9 a.m. with a special collection of guests.